And that's also part of the Thanksgiving. It's also time to share our joys, our concerns, and followed by the Lord's Prayer if we do that together. Any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Joanne. You're not Joanne. Jamie.
Somebody else.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Yes,
ma'am. Talked with Ruth and Howard yesterday. When we sent pictures of David's graduation to Craig's aunt, she and his uncle were actually visiting with Ruth and Howard, had taken Ruth to visit Howard. So it was nice to see all of them. But Ruth seems weaker. That her voice was shaky, which it hasn't been in the past. Howard had had a little bit of a setback, but we did hear a couple of days ago that they're trying to get him to go home either Thursday or Friday of this week.
Oh, good. Great. Hear our prayers, Lord. Anybody else this morning? Linda.
I'm thankful my nephew may have sold his mom's house.
Oh, good.
And he's also started a new job, which I'm very grateful for.
So he's not at the golf course anymore?
Pardon me?
He's not at the golf course?
He started at Summerbrook Country Club.
Oh.
Out in Meridian.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. I think that'll help him a lot.
And they contacted him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm even looking for a job. Yeah.
That'll boost up your ego a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I have several unspoken prayer requests.
All right. Lord, hear our prayer this morning.
Just prayers for peace and calm to for my party tonight. This is my first one, so I've been frantic for the past 2 days in preparation.
Calm our spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name.
For my Aunt Jan's family.
Yes.
Two sisters are there now helping take care of her. Her husband and son are denying this is all going on. And it's making it kind of difficult for everybody to get along. Yeah. They all need comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy, especially as we grow older and see our older relatives and stuff going through times of life where they're actually preparing to enter into the kingdom. You know, we've got to pray for them and lift them up on their huge experience and have it hurt. Brothers and sister-in-law. You got any thoughts this morning? Any prayers?
Yeah, my brothers are hanging on there. As far as I know, they're doing the same, but my sister-in-law took a nose out this week, and she's really bad. She's not eating, she's not drinking, she's already jaundiced. So, hospital came that Friday, and just, you know, there's nothing else they can do. She's got to wait to die now, but she won't eat, she won't drink.
Yeah. I got a sister in Pennsylvania, Gettysburg, in fact, that she's in an assisted living facility. She had a fall some years ago, and a lot of she never really recovered from that. And then they sent her down to Hershey Medical Center, and they operated on her neck and her spine, and now she's not completely paralyzed. She can have feeling, but she can't move her hands and her feet and all that. She just lays in the bed, and my sister goes to visit her, and sometimes we'll FaceTime when she's there. It's really sad to see her, but by the same token, she's got a good spirit about herself, and she lets me sing to her. I write songs, by the way. If I've never sung to you, sometime, if you want me to, I will. What did you tell me that Linda and I got to do a duo pretty soon?
Before we leave.
So her name is Jan, and we lift her up in prayer too.
Yeah, she likes her out to sing because
it makes her laugh. Yeah, can you imagine? Please.
Continue prayers for my brother-in-law, Steve Summer, and Cindy, Stan's sister, because she's the caregiver, and she has her own health problems. So they're right outside of Atlanta, and he's the one that had pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And so, continued prayers for both of them because it's really wearing them on Cindy.
Yeah.